live, and right now I am here at the Shrine of Luntiagama in the Philippines. So first of all, I want to thank you for the accommodations that you have given to me while I am in the United States of America to attend the Parliament of World Religion. But today, it is important for me to tell you about our peace dosage, our daily peace dosage. And I see peace as a medicine that we need right now. Although when it comes to medicine, each one of us are individually unique. We are different from one another. So it means when it comes to peace, if we talk about peace as a medicine, it is different from one person to another. Long time ago, when I was in Saudi Arabia, when I started the ministry of interfaith peace prayer ministry, I have mentioned that we as a group could not create peace or could not affect world peace, or we could not make world peace in one time. And what is the reason for that? The reason for that we are not able to create world peace because peace started within our own self. Indeed, because every individual has different peace requirement in their life. And as I talked to Lord Patrick or Sir Patrick McCollum, there is a different definition of peace from one person to another. And there is no standard definition of peace that we could hold on to. But what we know, every one of us need peace into our life. So at this moment, when I attended the Parliament of World Religion and I have able to sit down on the talk about saving seeds and storytelling, it talks about the global warming and also the importance of working it out in order not to end up in destroying our world. So in terms of global warming, people will say or blame about the climate change, the change of climate. And indeed, the climate is changing right now. That will lead to global warming, that will lead to the melting of the polar caps and the destruction of our world. And global warming is uncontrollable as it seems, no? But what I see, we could not blame the global warming through the climate change. The reason why climate changes is because of the human behavior. It is our behavior that create changes in this world. It is our behavior that makes global warming worse. And even our single action leaves an imprint to our environment, to our planet, that it might be able to help, to heal, or either to destroy. So as in our life, our behavior towards our own life and towards dealing with other people, it could create a change. But what kind of change are we dealing with or are we creating? So this message that I am giving to you is about our own behavior. Like what I've said last night, we are the one who creates our own reality, and the one that we encounter in the world, in our society, might also affect us. But the thing is, we want to deal, or we want to get involved on other so that we could be trending, we could be on point, no? And that is the problem now with social media. Whatever we see on social media, on the internet, on Facebook, and everything, we want it to happen into our life. But those things that we see on internet, is that relevant to us? Is that important for us to have? Do we have the capacity to make it happen into our life? Right now, all of us here at the Order of Peace Weaver are very blessed because we could connect online through internet. But there are people around the world that has still no internet service provider that could serve them. Especially when I was in America, you know what I noticed? People always rely on their phone in looking for directions. So if you don't have phone and if you don't have internet service provider while walking on the street, you will get lost. And I've been lost for many times when I'm in the United States. I do not have my cell phone with me, though I have my cell phone, but I don't have any service connection, internet service connection while in the US, unless I go to the house or to the place at McCormick. It's glad that they have this complementary internet for visitors like me. But on the street, it is very important, because what I notice is on the street, you need, when you are going to ride the bus, there is an app where you could see how long you should wait for your next bus ride. And even in walking, the Google Map will tell you the street where to go left or go right or just go straight, no, in determining your final destination. So we are still blessed to have this, but not all people have the technology that we are experiencing. So here in our Order of Peace Weaver, we are providing information to you, and you as a member of the Order of Peace Weaver will relay all the informations that you have gathered in this group to people around you who are not part of the Order of Peace Weaver. As much as possible, we want that this order be an inclusive order, and we don't want to discriminate other people. But of course, we have to select members who are one with us, that has one mind with us. In this order, we value the power of prayer into our life. And if you notice, I am always praying for peace. I'm always reciting the ladder of peace prayer. Actually, in our teaching here in Luntiang Agama, there are many forms of prayer. In order to pray, if you are want to pray to God, to the divinity, you don't need to open up your mouth. You don't need to use English language, Tagalog language, Spanish language to your divinity, because our divinity knows what's in our head and what is in our heart. We can just look up and express our emotion either through movement, action, or even on a gesture, or even on offering. That's why giving money or giving a fruit or giving a food is a form of prayer that we could send to the divinity or to the spirits whom we are communicating. And when it comes to the ancestors, since the Corellian tradition, we have been taught to honor our ancestors, though some of us will say that our ancestors speak this kind of language, so we have to learn. Actually, language is not important in prayer. What kind of language will you speak up? Because when we die and become a spirit, our spirit belongs to the higher level, and the language is no more, no? It does not apply anymore. So our language is part of this mundane world that has limitation of space and time. So when we pray to the ancestor, we could just pour out our expression. We could sing, we could dance, and they will appreciate it and they will know it. Or even like what our order head, Mother Peace Weaver Terry Helton Ott, have said to us, our prayers could be painting rocks or stone, or we could make a painting, we could do Reiki healing service to the people, community service, outreach, charity. And that is a form of prayer that we could do to the divinity. And doing that, we are serving our community to have peace in their mind. When I was in America, I saw a black woman when I was at 7-Eleven, because I want to buy something for my hygiene kit. no? So when I went out of the store, I see this black homeless woman picking up cigarette butt, no, cigarette butt, and want to have a cigarette. So I pity her, and I know because I am also a smoker, so I'm not hiding anything from you, and you have to know who I am. So I do smoke, and I give her one pack of cigarette, and she said that she needs water. But I'm still at 7-Eleven, so I handed out to her $20 bill. And when she received it, she cried and she hugged me and asked her to be prayed for, which I did. And after a while, we separate, and I was surprised that $20 bill that I gave to her makes her to buy one bag of goods, probably food or I don't know. So we don't know what are the peace requirements that a person needs, but our simple act of kindness, our compassion towards others, will fill up the peace that they needed in their life. So in our life, for us individually, especially for me, we live our life, we breathe air to ourselves. So it means the air passes through me and individually to me, but we share this air to other people. But living the life that we have is only for us. We could handle it, we could manage, we decide on what kind of life we should live. Let us know what are the peace requirements that we have, and through the peace prayer that we often pray, speak out, it is a campaign, it is a statement, it is a training manual, it is a training module that we keep repeating into ourselves, that we pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray for all the people to embrace peace, and we pray that peace would follow justice, and peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness, and discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seeds of love. Here we could see that peace should promote justice, but how could we have justice if we do not have discipline and orderliness? And I think we should follow this prayer every day in our life, and contemplate and meditate on each words that this prayer are teaching us. Because without justice, we could not enjoy peace. And without discipline, we could not have justice. And without understanding, no, without discipline, how could we have discipline if we do not understand? And how could we understand if we do not know? So this video aims to teach you so that you may understand. So for you as individual peace weaver, it is important that you could also share your knowledge to other people and make them understand. So teaching peace to ourselves, we should teach peace to ourselves first, because we could not teach to others if we do not really understand what peace is all about. And that is what I heard, the common problem of all peace weavers on different other religion in interfaith movement. They have, each one of them have different definition of peace in their life. So as you who are here, all of us who are in this group have different definition of peace. So my question now, how will you define peace in your life, and how would you share it to the people around you, especially to those who do not have access in the internet? But for now, what you could do is press that button, give me a thumbs up or a heart or care, and share this video to your wall, and let people know that this order is working towards peace, irregardless of the issues that is happening to our tradition. We pray for peace. we embrace peace, it is important for each of us to have peace in our life. And I hope that this peace will be enshrined in your heart so that your mind will be clarified, will have clarity, will light up and radiate to the people that we have peace in our life. So as at this moment, I want to sing for you the Goddess song that have revealed to me. And it goes like this. The Goddess within me ignites the flame of love and light of life. The God before me radiates the light of peace for all to see. Let's sing once again. The Goddess within me ignites the flame of love and light of life. The God before me radiates the light of peace for all to see. One more. The Goddess within me ignites the flame of love and light of life. The God before me radiates the light of peace for all to see. I hope that you like this song, and I wish that I could have seen you or hear you singing the same song as well. So I hope you could make a comment or you could make a video of the song that I sing, so that together we could sing loudly and tell the message of peace to the world, that the Goddess is within us and the Goddess will provide us the peace that we need in our life. So until then, may you all blessed be peace. Mayari na, pag-asatin, paalam, and I love you all.